Hello everyone, reporting from a studio at the Anderson Career and Technology Center in Williamson, South Carolina, welcome to Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates, and also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. My name is Ethan Rourke, and in today's episode, I'll be giving my new and changed perspective on video games as a whole. I'll also be giving my opinions on some stuff as well, along with a guest, which I'm having for the first time on my podcast. As usual, don't forget to grab a snack and a drink, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Before the fact of the day, it's now time to introduce our guest, my best friend, Zachary Franks. How are you doing today, Zach?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for being here.
Of course.
Alright, before we continue, it's time for the fact of the day. Did you know that if you wear a white shirt, it actually repels more sunlight than wearing a black shirt outside? It's true. Just Google it. Alright, now let's start off with the usual updates on our lives. Well, yes, our lives this time, because I now have a guest, my best friend. So, furthermore, for me, I say my life's been pretty good so far. We're off to Lander soon in 2.5 months. We are actually going for Lander orientation in a little over a month. It's at the end of June, and you know, me and my family, you know, we've been getting along pretty well. You know, we're trying to get stuff clean for my little sister's birthday party coming up. She's turning the big 1-3, big 13. Yeah, 6 years ago I was there at that point. Soon to be an adult, actually. Soon to be 21. That's going to be a big moment for me. When I turned 18, I was happy to be able to finally do lottery tickets anytime I wanted to. But anyways, yes, back to the updates. You know, so it's been pretty good so far. We're almost up with school. Our last day for high school is this Thursday. So we don't have to come back. And we have graduation practices in the same week. That Friday is our graduation. So yes, that's been going pretty good so far. And I will let Zach take over and give his side.
Well, you know, my life's been pretty good lately. I just got a new job working as event staff over in Greenville and Simpsonville, or wherever the event is. Could be anywhere in the upstate. I left QT, which we had our ups and downs, but it ended with more downs than ups. So, like most of my jobs I've had so far, just more downside than the upside. So, but luckily this one, with this job, I'm not committed to work anything other than what I say I can work. So literally, I schedule myself, and I like that. You know, that's a nice perk to have with a job, you know, especially for a teenager, because, you know, I don't want to work that much. Maybe a little bit more than I am, but I still don't want to work that much because I want to be able to enjoy life. I just want to work a little bit, get some extra money. Just like anyone would. You know, but yeah, just like Ethan, just kind of waiting for college, you know, high school's finishing out. You know, I was honored to get a few awards at awards day and whatnot. I was recognized for having the highest English grade out of all English 4 CP kids, seniors. And I was recognized for winning a scholarship of $1,000, which was done through my work here in media broadcasting. So, you know, you know, a lot of emotions being felt, happy, sad, you know, at the same time. It's just more bittersweet, you know. I'm glad to be done with high school finally and be able to move on for the next 4 years of my life. But at the same time, I'm going to miss it. I think we all are, you know. That's just it's just a fact of life, you know. Life goes on, you can't really stop it, no matter how much you want to. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the next 4 years, you know. And I'm also looking forward to going to Lander. Like we said, orientation next month. Got a couple of trips coming up too. After graduation, I'm thankful to go on those with my family. So, yeah, things have been all right, I'd say.
All right, now it's time to begin the first segment of this episode, which is my opinion on how this school year has gone, / how this school year has gone for us.
Our opinion.
Yes, our opinion. Excuse me. Well, I brought you into this at the end of it. But, yes, we're both going to give our opinions on how this school year has gone, mine and Zach's both. Zach, I'll let you go ahead and start this one off now. Since I started off the last one.
Okay, well, this school year's been the best one I've ever had, personally. You know, and there's a lot of personal reasons for that. I've talked about it before. I don't really want to talk about it anymore, but just know that friendship is very valuable and something I didn't really find until this year, and finding it made it the best school year of my entire life. So I'm extremely grateful for that. That And the Career Center, you know, everything we've done here has just been amazing. I've done sports, you know, the Zach and Ethan show where I met my best friend. You know, that's been awesome. We both agree with that, I think. The Idiots show, sports show, we did that once a week. We actually did more. We did like 30 episodes this year, so. And they were all an hour long, you know. And, it was just all a lot of fun, you know. We all had fun with it, and, you know, that's what it's all about. It's just, you know, doing something you love to do and having fun with it. And that's what I found this year. I found a passion, and I found friends. And that means everything to me.
Oh, yeah. All that means definitely a lot to me, too. About 2 weeks ago, we did our last show with another good friend of ours. Kaylee, I'm glad she was actually able to be on one of our episodes because she said she wanted to not too long ago, but we could never get to it. But we decided for our finale that we could do that. And, you know, we had a lot of fun with it. You know, we were both fighting back tears because, you know, it's been the beginning of our junior year.
Yeah, that was junior year in about March of junior year when we started that.
Yeah, so it was when the school year was about to end.
Yeah, me and Ethan met each other last year in, August, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was around, Mr. Seeley's side. That's when we started, like, talking. We was like, yeah, can we just, like, ride to each other so we can just, like, talk and hang out in the car? And he was like, yeah, sure.
That was the beginning of this school year.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And again, you know, this school year, it's gone pretty good. You know,
it's flown by time.
It has flown by. I'm very sad because last Saturday, the 14th of May, I did my last event with my friends for the Career Center. It made me very sad. You know, I couldn't do, I can't do what I want, which is, you know, I go around and I won't explain it to you because I'd rather not give it away, but, you know, I have a lot of fun, you know, talking to everybody, you know, greeting people, letting them take merch that we purchase online, we get it custom made. You know, we've thoroughly enjoyed every project that we've done with each other. You know, I hate that me and Zach haven't had this side together, but, you know, that's okay because we've learned to adapt. You know, we actually for the past, not week, but for the past few days, we've just been able to come over to one side of the class, and because I'd say we had the most work on Boone's side than Seeley's side, to be honest.
Yeah,
we have. But Seeley's projects are like big projects, so that's why they take so long. So it pretty much equals out to Boone's side and Seeley's side. But Mr. Boone's assignments, the radio and audio side of the media broadcasting class. And Mr. Shilly's the film side. Mr. Boone's assignments are really short, small, but they add up, and it's a lot. But it's not overwhelming. And, you know, we both thoroughly enjoy, you know, taking care of all of those assignments, and we've been able to get them all done.
When you have fun while you're working, if you can enjoy what you're doing, then it doesn't feel like work. You know, that's one thing I've noticed, you know. Like, yeah, I will admit, I work. You know, I do a lot of work in this class, but a lot of it doesn't feel like work to me. It's just something that I enjoy doing. I think it's fun. You know, and if you can have, that's a life lesson for you. If you can have fun, then nothing's going to feel like actual work. It's just going to feel like you're having fun. And everybody's dream is to be able to get paid to have fun. So, you know, that's just a Zach life lesson for you, you know. And I'm pretty good at, you know, giving some advice you can ask Ethan. You know, I mean, I'm not good at it, but I give it a lot. Even if it's advice you don't want to hear or advice that's terrible and, you know, whatever, but I do give a lot of advice, so, you know, and I always mean it in the best of ways possible, even if it's not good advice, but, you know, that's beside the point. But anyways, yeah, for all of you out there, find something you love doing and have fun with it, because it'll make your life so much better. You know, this class has changed my life forever. I've said that before. I can't stress it enough. My life has been forever changed by this place, and I'm forever grateful for that. I've been able to do what I've loved to do and I've dreamed of doing my whole life, and I've been able to make friends in the process, which is something that I haven't really had my whole life. So, you know, that's why I love this place so much. That's why I'm on this podcast. It's just because I love doing this, you know, and I love hanging out with my best friends. So, even if it's on a podcast, you know, it doesn't really matter what we're doing. We just like hanging out with one another.
This entire school year has been a lot of fun so far. Yeah, me and Zach going out and doing events. You know, if you haven't already, like, check out our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's called The Rockin' and Gaming Duo. We just released a video about an hour ago, maybe a little less than an hour ago. We had our senior parade yesterday. That was fun. We got to say bye to a lot of our elementary, middle school, and high school teachers.
Well, kids, elementary, middle school teachers.
Yeah, Zach didn't necessarily go to the school
I'm from a different area of the county. So, and also I was homeschooled through middle school.
Oh, no, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, but anyways, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know, a lot of confetti and streamers were thrown everywhere, and it was fun, you know.
Balloons were let go. It was a blast.
It was.
Even the rainstorm was, that was interesting.
It literally rained on our parade. So that for
a fact. Yeah, literally rained on our parade.
It did.
And it didn't just rain, it poured. We were soaked.
And yeah, we were very sad because we're like, really? On the one day, like, there's a parade. The first time I've ever in a parade.
You know what? Rain makes it memorable, though.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. It was pretty funny, even though we had to run to get under the port of the school to where,
that
like...
That was at the elementary school.
Yeah, that was funny. And we're just standing there to, like, anybody got a towel?
Yeah, and nobody had a towel. I mean, it's both very sad.
Well, I was fine. I just shook my head.
Neither me or him, I don't think, like, walking around wet, so...
Oh, it wasn't that big deal. Riding around in the truck kind of dried us off.
Yeah, he dried us off. That was fine. But, like, I'm not the kind of person who just wants to... Like, if I go swimming, I don't want to walk around in my wet swim trunks after that. It's just a personal thing. I don't like it. It feels weird.
Yeah, believe me. Yeah, I feel that. But anyways, yeah, like I said, this year has gone pretty fun. And as long as COVID and so far into that...
Knock on wood.
Huh?
Knock on wood.
COVID has actually... I have barely heard about any COVID cases in the last month.
They're coming back. So, yeah, knock on wood. Because they're starting to warn about a summer surge and then in the winter. So, you know, we'll just cross our fingers.
Yeah, I think this is pretty much going to be like the flu. It's kind of like the flu in a way.
Okay, I think it is too. But, you know, there's treatments for it now. People know how to treat it. So it's not as big of a deal as it once was because, like, we know, okay, you have COVID, but we know exactly what you need to do. To get better, you know. So it's not... Is it contagious? Yes, but so is the flu. But the thing is what I'm trying to say is we know how to treat it now, so it's not going to be as scary when a wave hits. We're not going to have the whole world shut down again.
And no, we won't have a toilet paper famine.
Fingers crossed about that, too.
Oh, my gosh. Because
now it's baby food, so it's different every single
time. Oh, yeah, baby food, toilet paper. Wasn't there a shortage on...
There's been gas shortages all the time.
Oh, Lord, yeah. One of the gas stations in my hometown is actually shut down right now because, you know, gas is too expensive.
Well, you know, it's like we talked about this earlier in my theater class, actually, just talking about stuff like that, you know. And this is getting on, it's not necessarily political, but this is getting on more of a social level, like with politics and stuff like that. It's just, what I don't like is, you know, is there a gas problem? Yes. Is gas getting expensive? Yes. But the main problem why gas has gotten so high is because the companies chose to raise the prices as much because they have an excuse to, so they can make more money.
That's kind of normal nowadays.
That's just life. I mean, that's always been how it is, but, you know, it's not fair. Life ain't fair.
That's just inflation.
It's not even just inflation. You know, like, if you look at these gas companies and how much money they're making now compared to what they were making before the gas shortage happened.
Quote, unquote.
Well, it's not even a shortage. It's just a lot of our oil came from Russia, and because we're not buying oil from Russia right now, it kind of jacked our prices up. It didn't jack them up that much. The oil companies are just like, hey, there's an excuse for us to raise our prices.
And pretty much.
And now they're rolling in money, so while we're suffering.
Oh, yeah. Now, I will go ahead and say this. You know, I've seen how high gas prices go, and, you know, I live beside my grandparents. I've been there for about, it's been a while. I'd say we've lived down there for about 13, maybe 14 years now. It's been a while. I moved there when I was maybe 7... Maybe 8? No, I'd say about 7. Maybe 7.5. So, to sum this up, I'd say the school year's been pretty good. How about you, Zach?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Definitely the best one I've ever had. So, you know. Yeah, it's always good to go out on, you know, every year being better than the last. So.
Oh, yeah. I always go out with the bang, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I ended my school year with my school career with a big bang because it's the best one I've ever had. I've actually, you know, gotten to be known a little bit, which is surprising because not a lot of people ever knew me before this year, really. So,
all right, yeah. Like I said, I'm glad I was able to meet Zach. You know, I'm glad I made a best friend throughout this year, made an even closer one. Like I said, this year's been pretty good for me. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and end off this first talk segment, and we will move on to the next. On to the next talk segment, we will be discussing a new perspective on video games as a whole. Yes, video games are drastically changing. Excuse the noise in the background. Yes, video games are drastically changing in a way which I'm very surprised. To VR, to handheld games, such as Apex Mobile, which just came out today. I pre-registered for it. I got it. I'm going to try it. It just came out today. It already has 10 million downloads on Google Play so far, as from what I've seen. It might hit 15 million tomorrow. I never know. But yeah, Apex Legends, is now on mobile. Call of Duty Valorant is now coming. And, you know, I'm excited for that. Rainbow Six Siege is now coming to mobile. So I get it. These bigger companies, Electronic Arts, the EA company, they're wanting to bring mobile back, and they're wanting to, you know, send it off with a bang. So, you know, Apex Legends I have now. It'll remind me a bit of PUBG, because in a sense, PUBG was one of the first mobile battleground games. Like, the first few to come on PC was PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, PUBG for the PC, and then Fortnite came along, which, I'll go ahead and say this, in my opinion on Fortnite, I think it's just PUBG Mobile, but it's just a cartoon. And there's no, well, yeah, no, and there's no blood in Fortnite. So, anyways, there's just pixels. So now the mobile scene is definitely coming back, and I'll go ahead and say this, my favorite kind of games are, you know, first-person shooter, open world, and really anything that catches my eye. Yes, and that's stated specifically on my website. Make sure to get in to check it out, showcast.weebly.com. It'd be much appreciated. I believe that these games are expanding the scene very wide. So, for mobile games, for me, I started out playing those because I never had a console. My first real console I got when I was 16 from my uncle was a PlayStation 4 Pro. I still got it Star Wars themed. I got a controller that's Star Wars themed. I bought another controller because I wanted to in case I had friends over, which I have a good bit. Not as much, but I'm usually over at other friends' house, such as Zach right here. I actually just recently got Black Ops 3. I wanted to get it for the zombies, but I will play the campaign as well. I will say this, though. There's not many campaigns coming to any more video games, and Zach can vouch for me on that because, you know, most games are online play now. Black Ops 4, that's a fully online game. Fallout 76.
Okay, Fallout in general is just a crappy game to begin with. Like, that series went to garbage, to be honest.
Well, no, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 3, Fallout 4 was good.
Well, Fallout 76 was awful from what I heard.
Okay, no, Fallout 76 is just online, though, so.
Well, yeah, but I've just heard that the game was buggy and it was just not a good game. That's just from what I've heard, though. So.
Well, but anyways, I think I really want to play New Vegas, because I think New Vegas would seem like a lot of fun. Anyways, there is, for the mobile scene, there is actually a Skyrim-type game. Yes, Zach calls me a nerd because I'm into Skyrim.
Skyrim just doesn't seem like something that's interesting to me. And again, I'm also a guy who loves Red Dead Redemption, so who knows?
Forever to play.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption is a game you have to have patience with, and, you know, you have to, like, really be dedicated to. I beat the first one. I never officially beat the second one. I kind of got all the way to the end, like, last chapter. I just never finished it.
Yeah. I need to finish it. I'm at chapter some. It's where it introduces Saint Denis, the city of
Machines. Yeah, so it's got a while to go.
Yeah, I do. But anyways, you know, yeah, there is a game. It's called Blades, I believe. Blades Scrolls or Blades, something like that. It's on mobile. You need a pretty high-end device, so me and Zach's phones, they can actually handle it, because the game won't show up on your phone if you can't play it, and even if you try to download an APK version of it, it'll probably still say, you know, your phone can't handle this, or it'll definitely show that your phone cannot handle this. And I bought my own phone. It was, like, a little over, like, how much did I tell you it was over again? $150. It dropped down from under $200. I was really happy, and I got the last one in stock too. But anyways, yeah, I look at the game and I'm like, oh, I can finally play this. You know, it makes you pretty happy. Call of Duty Mobile. When that came to mobile, that's when the mobile scene really blew up. They're on season 4 now for Call of Duty Mobile. PUBG Mobile, they're on season. I can't remember. They're on. They're pretty high in season right now. One of the mobile games I actually did enjoy playing. It came out in 2015 or 2016 for the alpha and the beta. It was Critical Ops, and I had played that game for about 4 years straight, and then I got off of it because, you know, it got kind of boring. You know, Critical Ops is slowly leaving the mobile scene due to Apex coming, Rainbow Six Siege coming, Call of Duty Valorant coming, and, you know, it's very sad to see one of my favorite games go. But, you know, that's all right. I have, like I said, Zach said, I have Red Dead Redemption to finish. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to hit the mic. I have Red Dead Redemption to finish. I also have, I have Maneater to finish. These are console games, by the way. Then I have some DLC for some games I want to play. And, you know, I'm very excited. And I have God of War right now. Got it for $10. Very happy. I gotta finish. I want to finish God of War, and then I got Call of Duty Black Ops 3, so I can start that campaign soon. And you know, I'm just very happy. You know, I'm very happy with, you know, the gaming scene is expanding very much. Hopefully, when I get to college, I'll be able to get my own Oculus set, because there's one Oculus VR game that I've always wanted to play, and it's called There's the Iron Man and there's the Spider-Man Homecoming VR. I really want to play the Spider-Man Homecoming VR because that just looks so fun. But anyways, I'll let Zach take this over and I'll let him go ahead and give his spiel about it.
Well, I mean, a different perspective from Ethan is that I don't play mobile games, like, at all. The only game I have on my phone actually is NBA Jam, which is not even, like, that game has not even been updated since, like, 2015, so, you know, and I don't play any other games. I mean, I play, like, Angry Birds and stuff like that, but, like, just, I don't play mobile games. But what I do play is, there's a couple of things I want to talk about, mainly sports games, but the Nintendo Switch. And I'm really excited. One thing that made me really excited is MLB The Show expanded to the Switch finally after, that was a PlayStation exclusive up until last year when it went to Xbox for the first time.
You wouldn't stop talking about it.
And then, yeah, but then this year when they put it on the Switch, and yeah, the Switch version watered down and not nearly as good as the Xbox version? Yes. But you know what? You can't pick up an Xbox and play it in your hand, so, you know, I'm very happy to be able to pick up my Switch and play the show whenever I want to now, because that's like my favorite game ever. But, you know, that one's one that really excited me. Another one that really excites me, I played for the first time the other day, was Switch Sports. For anybody who was a fan of Wii Sports growing up, it's literally the same game for the Switch.
Wii Sports was the best.
Yeah, we played Switch Sports the other night, me and my brother did for the first time. It was kind of boring, but at the same time, you know, I feel sure, you know, once we play it more with a bunch of people, it'll get more fun. But, you know, bowling was honestly, like, the easiest thing ever. I think it was because we had it set to rookie or whatever, but, like, I bowled, like, a 250-something. So, it was not very hard. But that's a couple of games that I'm really excited about. But this is more of a rant thing because I don't play a lot of games. Yeah, I play Red Dead Redemption. I play GTA. I play a lot of Rockstar games. Rockstar is, like, my favorite publisher that still publishes games. You know, I'm really excited for GTA 6 whenever they make that, which is probably
like 2026.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully it's every bit as epic as they say it's going to be, and hopefully they don't go crazy with the online stuff, because I'm like Ethan, I don't like online gaming. I want a good campaign. That's, you know, I mean, is playing online fun for a second? Yeah, especially if it's like Call of Duty, but Call of Duty being completely 100% online is ridiculous, because you're not always going to have an internet connection. It's not even that, you know, like if you're at home, you might not have internet. It's like, I go camping a lot. I don't have internet when I go camping, but, you know, and I know you don't go camping to play video games, but I still like to bring a console with me and play, you know, when we're traveling and whatnot. So, and I would like to be able to play stuff offline, and it gets really aggravating now that you can't. So I'm a big advocate for offline gaming and campaigns and whatnot, just like a lot of other people are, but I'm really big into that. And another thing is, a lot of games, especially like Madden. Madden is crap. So is 2K. Both of those games have just gotten to be like awful, full of glitches. You can't do this until you give them more money after you already pay like $60 for the game straight up, and then of course you can't like do other stuff until you give them more money, and it's just like a big cash grab. But the biggest thing I don't like about it is that they just repackaged the same game from the last year with updated rosters and call it new and sell it for $60. It's not right. You know, just release a roster update that you pay for. You know, I don't understand why we need a Madden every single year. You know, that doesn't make sense. That's just a way for EA to make a whole bunch of money, especially since they don't change the game that much. And if they do change the game, usually it's in a bad way, because I can't tell you, the last time I liked playing Madden was like Madden 25, and that was in 2013. So it's been a while. Yeah, all the rest of Madden's ever since then have just kind of been like one would go too heavy on defense, and the other one would be too heavy on offense, and then the other ones would just be completely ridiculous. It would make no sense. It's like, either make NBA Blitz again or make a real football game and stop making this garbage, because nobody likes it. And every football fan who likes to play video games would say that too. There's also another series coming back, and this is hopefully, since EA's making this, hopefully they don't butcher it like they did Madden, but they're making college football video games again, which is I'm really excited about. If you guys check out my personal channel, I did a video on NCAA 13 not too long ago about, you know, just kind of why I liked it so much better than Madden. But, you know, if you live in the South like us, college football is huge, and everybody loves to be able to play, you know, the video games with college football. And that game did a really good job of actually, like, capturing what college football is like. You know, they had the atmospheres and of a real, like, a real college atmosphere, college stadium. And, you know, they had, you know, all the traditions and the fight songs and whatnot you would hear at an actual college game. And, you know, honestly, it was just a really fun game to play. It really upset me when they stopped making it after they got that lawsuit filed back at them, back against them in 2013. They lost their license. But now that they're coming back, I'm really excited for it, you know, and I will be first in line to buy it, but I just hope that they don't let the Madden developers touch it, because they'll probably figure out a way to make it awful. Because I mean, Madden's just not good. You know, we need a big thing with stuff like this, and this is a lot of, I think every gamer will agree with this, we need competition back. Like, back in the day, there used to be, like, not just Madden, there were, or not just MLB The Show, or not just 2K. There would be, like, a whole, like, mini companies making these games. And because there was competition, you know, they would strive to make each game better, because they wanted to be better than the other publisher. But, I mean, now there's not any competition. They killed all the competition, you know? You know, like, I mean, Battlefield and Call of Duty was kind of a competition for a little bit, but then Battlefield just kind of went a different direction. You know, and Call of Duty's just, I mean, Call of Duty's been dominant since it came out, pretty much, but, you know, there was other games that kind of tried, like Medal of Honor. Like, we haven't seen Medal of Honor in a while. That was a game that tried to compete with Call of Duty and whatnot, you know. So there's a lot of games that I wish that they would make again, you know, that there's just not any competition anymore. It's just like, game publishers get exclusive deals, especially sports games, and they just make the same game over and over again because they know people are going to buy it. You know, and I'm a sucker because I guess I buy it every year, but, you know, yeah, that's my big spill on games, you know. So, are there games I'm excited for and looking forward to coming out? Yeah, but there's also, I want them to fix the sports gaming industry, and I want them to make more stuff for the Switch. I'm a big fan of the Switch. It's my favorite console because of the fact that you can't pick your Xbox up and play it on the road that easy, but with the Switch, you literally can. You know, and yeah, I get it. It's not as powerful as the Xbox. It doesn't have the same hardware. You can't put that hardware in a Switch. Just make a game a little bit watered down so you can play it on the road, though. You know, put Madden on there. Put Call of Duty on there. Put Grand Theft Auto on there. And yeah, they did put a Grand Theft Auto on there, but supposedly it didn't run very well. But, you know, just developers should try to, you know, don't worry about graphics that much. That's kind of where everybody loses their mind, is everybody goes crazy over these whole big graphically advanced games. If you're playing, but, you know, the Switch can't run that, make a game that doesn't look nearly as good but will play smooth on the Switch, because a lot of people love the fact of being able to pick up a console and play it while you're driving down the road or on an airplane or wherever you are you want to play a game. I love that factor about the Switch, and I love the fact that you can dock it and play it on the TV too. It's my, but I just wish they would make more games for it. You know, it doesn't get a lot of third-party support. When they announced MLB The Show for it, I was super excited. Ethan will say that. You know, I was thrilled.
He was.
And when they announced Switch Sports coming back, I was thrilled for that too. And I'm glad we had both of those. But I am a big supporter of them, of like Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto and Rockstar. Like, these publishers make games for the Switch, because I will buy them. And I know a lot of other people who will buy them too, because a lot of people really like the idea of being able to pick up a game and play it wherever instead of just having an Xbox or a PlayStation sitting in your house, you know, that you can't play going down the road. I mean, you can, but you'd have to have a TV and whatnot, and it's just like, you know, it's not as easy as a Switch where you just pull it out and press the power button and you start playing, you know. But that's also why I don't mobile game, too. It's because I have a Switch, and I've always had either a Switch or a DS or whatnot. But, yeah, that's my big spill on games.
You know, Zach, I really do agree with you there. You know, games, they really have expanded. You know, the Nintendo Switch is a big example of that. You know, like I said, what device can you really take with you that's portable, like a Game Boy, which no one plays anymore, I'll go ahead and say that, unless you use, like, emulators. That's what emulators are for, so no one has to carry around a Game Boy everywhere. They can just play it on their computer or whatever they play it on. Yeah, then you can play with a DS. Personally, I grew up with a DS. I got a 3DS. I started playing Luigi's Mansion. Great game, by the way. Then they released a new Luigi's Mansion. Haven't been able to play it. Makes me kind of sad. Pretty sure you can play it on the Switch. Oh, the saddest thing is they've actually removed the Nintendo eShop on DS. So 3DS, so you can't exactly buy stuff anymore.
Well, actually, unless it's a card. So
yeah, that's true.
Cards,
yeah.
I didn't know that. I have a 3DS still.
I got a 3DS.
I haven't touched it since I got my Switch, to be honest with you. So.
Well, okay. Well, a Nintendo Switch is more or less just an improved DS. But anyways.
Yeah, but the DS has more. They have games that they didn't make for the Switch.
That's true.
The Switch is more of an improved Wii U than a DS.
That's true.
Because a lot of Switch titles, like Mario Kart, that's a Wii U game they made that they just repackaged from the Switch and added stuff to it to make it better.
Yeah, 3DS was the one that had Mario Kart 3DS version.
Yeah, it was Mario Kart 7 with 3DS. Seven. But
that was a good game.
Yeah, that was. Mario Kart 8 was a good game, too. The Wii U was just that was a flop, to be honest with you. I think the Switch is what they wanted the Wii U to be, and it just did, or what people thought the Wii U was going to be. So that's why the Switch has been so much more successful than the Wii U was.
Yeah, well, I will go ahead and say this. I saw a video today about the Super Nintendo. Great game. That's what I played in daycare. We played Super Mario Bros., Donkey Kong's Country. I think. Donkey Kong's Country. I can't remember the name, but it's a Donkey Kong.
It's probably a Donkey Kong Country game.
It is. And then there's a Batman game. I think it's called Batman Returns.
Batman Forever.
Really good game. I don't care what anybody says. Batman Forever on the Super Nintendo was a great game, and it will forever remain a great game, in my personal opinion, anyways. And one last thing about this. I will go ahead and say this. The older systems, such as the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo 64, the N64, excuse me, and then the GameCube, you know, those really expanded gaming. Like the GameCube, you played, that's when Resident Evil games really started coming out, was on the GameCube. I played Resident Evil 7. I really want to get Resident Evil 8 sometime soon, because, you know, well, the main character's name is Ethan, and that really made me happy. Ever found out Resident Evil 7 that, hey, you know, the main character's name is Ethan, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's really cool. But anyways, and I will go ahead and say this before we wrap this up. I'm very excited for Marvel Spider-Man 2. Extremely excited for that. I believe it might have the Sinister Six in it, and if you know who the Sinister Six are, such as, it was in the Spider-Man No Way Home movie. It had Doc Ock, Lizard, Vulture, Electro, Sandman?
In the Sinister Six. I don't even know what the Sinister Six is.
It's in Spider-Man. It's like this. Well, it's like the. Oh wait, no, sorry, no. There's Rhino. Rhino's one of them. That's why I was missing Rhino. I know who Rhino is.
Well, maybe not.
Rhino was in the end of the Andrew Garfield movies. End of the second one.
Those movies I've watched are such. It's been such a long time.
They came out in like 2014, 2012.
Well, I mean, that's a long time for me, okay? I haven't seen it since then.
It's been a while.
I'm not a movie person, so.
I am. Me and him actually watched the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie together.
A movie person, but I'm in the MCU more stuff like that.
We have yet to watch the other two movies, and we will watch those other two movies when we're in college. Probably actually during the summer, maybe.
See, the thing is like, I'm really into the MCU, and then, like, I'll miss one movie, and then I'll just, like, the whole thing won't make sense to me anymore.
That's where you gotta go in order.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. It's just like, you know, like, I don't want to. There's not every movie I want to see. Like, I still. And you learn enough to know, you know, without seeing all of the movies that you need to see. So, I mean, this is completely off topic for video games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still entertainment, but, you know, just. I'm not. I mean, I'm into the MCU. I still am. But it just kind of loses. Lose track from time to time.
Yeah, I agree with that, Zach. You know, after watching missing one movie, it seems like it throws you all off. But anyways, like I said, go ahead. I'm very excited for a lot of console games that are coming, like the Marvel Spider-Man 2. That's not going to release on PS4, sadly. It breaks my heart, because I do not want to get a PS5 just to play that game, and I do not want to have to watch someone else play it. I want to play it myself, so I might have to borrow someone's PS5.
Is it a PlayStation exclusive?
It is a PlayStation exclusive.
Okay, now, who's gonna... That's just not even cool, because no one can even get a PS5.
That's the thing, so why would you...
I tried so freaking hard to get a PS5.
They're expensive, and if you find one, it's like out-of-the-butt expensive.
Yeah, because
it's because someone's reselling it.
Exactly. I mean, I have a Series S, because that's the only thing we can find, and now as soon as we find the S's, walking to GameStop, you can just buy an X now. Xbox Series X. Straight up.
Well, hey, look, as long as you're thankful for what consoles you got, I am for mine. I grew up with a Wii, and I was very thankful for that.
I mean, I grew up with a lot of consoles.
Sadly, they got rid of the Wii, and that really broke my heart.
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of consoles, trust me. Ethan will vouch for me there, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, we will go ahead and end this off right here. Before we end this, I'm also going to let Zach shout out a few things. Zach, go ahead.
All right, well, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about. First of all, me and Ethan do a lot together. You can check us out on the Rocket and Gaming Duo YouTube. Just Google, Google search that, the Rocket and Gaming Duo. Also, check out my website, zqfproductions.weebly.com. There you can find all of our shows we did together from the past year or so. Not all of them, but a lot of them. That is zqf.weebly.com. That's the Zach and Ethan show. And also, make sure you follow us on Instagram, our collab Instagram, which is Zach_Ethan_productions. And thanks to Ethan for letting me be a guest on his podcast.
And thank you for being here, Zach.
It's not a problem.
All right, that was episode 6 of Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Again, make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoyed it. As usual, have a great rest of your day, and take care.